Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Birkbeck. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Charlie Lee. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Surhoff hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Deer. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hare hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to third. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Deer takes first base on ball 4. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lee fires to first and picks off Deer. Two outs. Glenn Braggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Braggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. The umpire calls a balk on Lee Braggs moves to second. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Larkin hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviem strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laudner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Laudner moves to second. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. Hare hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Laudner moves to third. Gladden moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Braggs who is chasing the ball. Puckett reaches third base with a triple. Laudner scores. Gladden scores. Hare goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive towards short. Sviem reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Yount reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Yount scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Deer. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Deer steals second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. the Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck catches it and steps on first to double up Gantner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hare is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hare hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Hare. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Hare steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Braggs. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Hare scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Odell Jones now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Deer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock moves to second. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Braggs reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. Deer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Twins. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Braggs moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Braggs scores. 2 outs. It's Brewers, 4, Twins, 4. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Braggs. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hare is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hare hits a line drive into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gladden moves to third. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4. Brewers. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Jeff Reardon now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff bunts towards the mound. Reardon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount scores. Surhoff moves to third. It's Brewers, 6, Twins, 6. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deere is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Deere hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-6, Brewers. Glenn Bragg's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bragg's is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bragg's hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 3 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Svyum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Laudner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Moses pinch hits for Greg Gagne. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Newman now playing shortstop. Carl Best now pitching. Dale Svyum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Svyum is 0 for 3 in the game. Svyum hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Yount steals second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Gladden takes first base on ball four. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hare is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hare hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-4 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.